I'm with Anna Francis now at the Airspace Gallery. Anna, tell us about your involvement in the events today.
Obviously we were launching the Spode Rose Garden, which is really exciting. It's 3 years of work, which started with us at Airspace Gallery just thinking this little space needs some love and attention. And 3 years later, we have a beautifully renovated space and a team of people who've been involved in developing that space. And to launch it, we just really thought this could be part of something much bigger. So with the 43 Akava Studios opening soon, we thought let's join those things together and make it a really big celebration of all of the amazing cultural development that's happening across the town of Stoke. And then when we were thinking about that, we thought, you know, in a way, Spode was responsible for the development of the town here, and now Spode hopefully is going to be a bit of a catalyst for the new development that's happening across the town. So let's actually celebrate all of the amazing projects that are kind of springing up and developing in the past few years in the town, which is where the idea of the Stoke Art Map came from. Myself and Liz Perry were on a community night walk, and we went to a few of the spaces around the town, and then we thought actually we should, you know, we're part of a few people who are experiencing this, but you know, this is something that a lot more people could know about and should know about. So then speaking to Akava about their launch, we came up with the suggestion of having the Stoke Art Map and, you know, just celebrating the studio opening, the Spode Rose Garden opening, and then, you know, all of the other amazing things that are going on around the town. So we applied for some funding in order to be able to do it properly. And we see this as a kind of, you know, our first tester year, see how it works, see who wants to be involved. And we hope that from next year, we'll be able to really grow the idea. It's already looking brilliant. You know, we've only been open for half an hour, but there's already loads of people perhaps seeing things that they've never seen before. And next year, we hope perhaps to roll out the Stoke Art Map across the city and be able to really showcase the arts and culture of Stoke.
How does what's going on in Stoke compare to what's going on in other areas of the city?
In Stoke Town, I think, so obviously in Hanley, there's quite a lot going on in terms of the kind of public realm development. And again, in Hanley, we've got quite a few art spaces and really brilliant cafes and places to eat opening up. So I think it is, you know, it is that we're seeing pockets of things happening around the city, and it would be good to join those things together perhaps next year with the Stoke Art Map. I think there are areas of the city where there is less developing, but you've got to start somewhere, and I think, you know, this is a really good starting point. And I think thinking about the city of culture, we can already see that there's loads going on and loads of potential, and we're really hoping that this will add to the flavour of that.
Anna Francis, thank you very much.
Okay.